Okay, so I'm in a much better mood this week, not because I found a new place to live, but because I found new podcasting friends to podcast with.
In your face! Yeah! How do you like them apples?
Networking. I had my very first ever podcast threesome with two dudes.
Hey, guys.
Josh from the Takedown podcast and Lefty from the Neighbors Upstairs. If you voted for this week's theme on my Instagram page, thank you. And if you have better ideas, feel free to make your own podcast.
If you can't get enough of this episode, I highly encourage you to check out Lefty's podcast. It is The Neighbors Upstairs. He has an extended version of this same conversation. I don't think he realized that I was recording on my end. We both used the same audio file, but you can see how it differs in the editing process. These guys are great. I had so much fun making this episode. I'm gonna shut the fuck up now. It's showtime.
I'm going to give the intro and then we'll start the show. All right. And then really feel free to just tell me how you guys are doing.
Like, we could,
don't interrupt yet. All right, guys, you ready? Let me just
I'm ready.
Say something.
Hello, operator.
All right, great. Because I don't want to make myself.
Your podcast, is that about your neighbors?
You could ask me on the show and I'll tell you all about it.
Are we not on the show?
Not yet.
Okay.
I'm a neighbor.
Not yet. All right. I'm going to start it up. I'm going to do the intro, who's on the show, and then we'll go from there. You ready? Do this. Record. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Kaboom!
Welcome back. I'm Lefty. Today, we have a couple of guests. Josh Thomas is the host of The Takedown and The Weekly Forecast. We've got a lot to get through. So let's start the show. Welcome, guys. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Shane, I listened to your stuff. I loved it. It was so off the cuff. You didn't give two shits. Filter? No, fuck that. No filter from me. Can you talk to me more about your podcast?
Yeah, sure. Thank you. So yeah, my podcast is conversations, mostly with strangers from the internet. Occasionally, I'll have somebody on there that I actually know. Shoot the shit for a while. Okay, that's a wrap. Edit the fuck out of it. Add sound effects.
It's exactly what we need. We have a brand new president, Joe Biden.
Wait a minute.
We do?
I don't know. I don't know what's going on. We need people like you, kind of like me, like Josh, to just verbally vomit what people are just thinking and just that they don't want to say.
I like that. Verbal vomit. I should actually rename the podcast Diarrhea of the Mouth. Verbal vomit sounds better.
It's yours.
People tend to avoid things with diarrhea in the title.
Diarrhea of the Mouth.
Chronic condition. Get a doctor's note.
The new show is called Diarrhea of the Mouth. And I have a note from the doctor.
Technically, like the medical term, autism or something. Am I allowed to say that? I have an autistic cousin.
Saying autism is fine? Is that a bad word to say now?
I have a retarded cousin, so it's
I think
fine.
Retarded. By the way,
fuck.
I'm watching Dawson's Creek right now. They use the word retarded in every other episode.
That's because it's from the 90s and we were allowed.
Every single time they say it, I kind of, you know, maybe I'm more.
Maybe you're retarded.
Maybe. I don't know. I get so uncomfortable.
I don't think the retarded people feel uncomfortable.
I don't think they know. It's just the people around them make it this big deal.
I'm trying to figure out why behaviors, not so much a big deal, but words, that's where we draw the line. It's weird.
It's all about control.
But I would be much more offended over an action than a word.
Words don't really hurt me except for like...
When I speak.
No, you're fine. I took a hit of the vape and I was actually dying for a minute because of you.
Ooh.
So thank you for that. You almost killed me right off the bat.
That's wonderful.
I want to make people either shit in their pants from laughter or die.
Just my buddy sent me a random TikTok of this female shitting her pants while she was working. I just shit my pants, crying, and then she took a bathroom selfie. Why would you fucking film?
Because now she's TikTok famous, which is there any money to be made off of TikTok?
You get free soap from Soap of the Month Club. Let's break this down. First, she shit her pants, took her phone out, recorded it, dubbed music on top of it. I think people need to see this.
Show my shit to the world.
If I shit my pants, you guys wouldn't know it. Shitty to be famous for. Look at Shayna. She shit her pants.
No, I didn't. That was somebody else.
Well, no, I'm saying.
I'm kidding. You remember the Cash Me Outside girl?
It worked out for her though, right?
Cash Me Outside, how about that?
That's what we need. Some really dumb person to be like, this is amazing. Here's a bunch of money.
She was just messing with Dr. Phil. Everybody messes with Dr. Phil.
I hear what you're saying.
That shit was made up.
No, it wasn't.
The Cash Me Outside girl, that shit was scripted.
How?
I don't think it was scripted.
Her whole shit is scripted.
I knew somebody who was on Dr. Phil. It was like one of my friends, her mom, like spent too much money. What she said, he needed to make a show. He made a show and that was it. It wasn't like, let me help you.
Did you watch your friend on there?
I did.
Did you think less of them after that, or did you?
I already thought less.
Oh, okay.
Oh, word.
Was there a problem again, though? They kept spending.
They spent too much money.
It was like an intervention on the mom.
Yeah, black and white photos of them shopping and stuff.
So the daughter wasn't worried about the mom spending too much. The daughter was worried that the mom wasn't spending on her as well.
Yeah, it was like, how am I going to get my designer shit? Mom got a divorce.
Mom, you got yourself an Audi, and I want an Audi too. This is bullshit.
Dr. Phil was mad that people on the internet's calling him daddy. It was trending on Twitter. I need a Dr. Phil scandal. I clicked it.
Can you imagine Dr. Phil flirting with you?
A lot of things should offend me as a woman in 2021, but I'm receptive to it. Whenever I'm training for a new job, make you do this sexual harassment training, this is how I communicate with people. And you're telling me not to do that? How am I supposed to make friends?
What do you mean? I can't grab them by the neck?
Remember that King of the Hill where they're playing ass tag and Hank's getting fucking pissed?
No, I never got into that show, Josh.
Get the fuck out of here, really?
I never got into it, bro. Like, I got into South Park and The Simpsons.
Hey!
I watched like the same two shows.
What about YouTube?
Yeah, YouTube's okay.
I started YouTube.
You have a great YouTube channel. It's great for people that have ADD, such as I.
Thanks, lady.
In order to be a relevant human, you have to have people who don't like you or don't like whatever you're doing. Side note, you're also going to need a lot of free t-shirts. So let's review. In order to be relevant, you have to have haters and shirts.
Ooh. Was that Darth Vader that said that?
I think so.
Elmo also. Dude, Mr. Rogers said it too.
Mr. Rogers was covered in gang tattoos.
That's why he was always covered in his oversized sweaters and shit. Phil Cosby. Yo, speaking of legends though, broadcasting legend Larry King has died.
When?
Today he died.
No way.
He had COVID like 2 weeks ago. He got hospitalized.
I'm popular on a lot of platforms that no one knows about.
Yeah.
One of them is, it's called 20-minute conversations with random ass people.
That sounds like
hello
to me. Do you see each other too, or is it just audio?
It's just audio.
It's not fun. I want to see the people.
When there's video involved, there's always dicks on there and stuff.
A penis. Like, exactly. I was about to say, at least there's no penis. But also, you could probably hear them jerking off. That's equally as disgusting.
Most of the people who go on this app want to talk to some random person.
Sure.
I ripped into two lesbian Nazis on not too long ago. It was pretty sweet.
When did you realize that they were lesbian Nazis?
They were covered in swastika tattoos.
Oh, okay. That would
And I'm sure you got their contact information so you could keep in touch.
I told them about the podcast. I'm waiting for the day that I get a shitty review on Apple. If you leave a shitty review, you should have to rate why.
One that was like, she's not bad looking, but she's a terrible person. Well, at least I'm not ugly. They were ragging on my character.
Let me hear you do a little 5-minute monologue. Let me see if you can carry a conversation with yourself.
It went on. I encourage anyone to listen to the whole thing through. So at least they're like promoting my shit. Good for my stats, my consumption rate.
Bad, good. It's people still listening to you. And most likely they're talking to their friends about you. Hey, this girl, Shayna, really bad stuff. You should go check her out.
Exactly.
You let me know if she was bad.
Negativity spreads way faster and wider.
My friends still talk about how Donald Trump supposedly likes getting peed on.
Is that negative?
Shayna, do you enjoy...
Every now and then I like to get my golden shower in.
Oh, okay.
I'm just kidding.
You take it, but you don't like to give it.
Actually,
okay,
just
you don't
keep our urine in the toilet.
Fetishes are interesting. When did it become not enough? You know what? We need like a Tickle Me Elmo in the corner watching us.
Fucking liberals.
You think it's the liberals?
No, I don't. It's human nature. Once you have something,
somebody always wants more.
Not enough. Yeah, it's just not enough. I like it that you put a little finger in my butthole. Can you put a Godzilla-shaped dildo next?
I don't have a prostate. And when guys like to do anal, I don't know how to tell them.
You whisper, do you like getting back?
Are you?
And then if they say, yeah, I might know someone, but it's not
me. Let me refer you to my
dad.
He likes younger men, too, if I remember correctly.
How do you know that?
Are you being facetious or you really don't know?
I would like to remain silent and have my lawyer present. Thank you.
I gotta ask you though, Shayna, do you get hate mail, love mail? Do you get mail?
You know, I get a lot of people who are like, let me promote your podcast and you can pay me. I'm not making money off of this. So for me to spend more money would not make sense.
That's so weird. If I needed to advertise my podcast, I'd search for those people. I don't need you coming to me. How about you just ask me a couple of questions that you want me to answer about my life and maybe I'll answer them. Maybe I'll peg you too a little bit.
This guy sent me a message trying to get me to pay him $4,000 for me to be on 12 shows. I'll put you on top podcast. I have a top podcast. I have people I could put on your show. I don't have a problem finding people. Will you give me some of that $4,000 if I host your
people? Okay. Turn the tables around.
So I was trying to like hustle there and he was like, no, I've never done that. Okay. So what is my incentive to work with you?
Shut up and quit bugging me.
What were these top shows he was talking about?
There was one, it was a comedy podcast and the guy had a lot of reviews, but he also had been doing it for like 5 or 6 years. I actually reached out to him directly. I'll cut you a deal if you want to be on my top podcast. If you want to work together and fuck the middleman off, I'm down. And he didn't.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I had a guy on Reddit message me. I'm not really doing any shows right now, but I'll come on your podcast for $100. All right, bro. Like, you want to PayPal it to me? And he's like, no, you pay me. That's not how this works, bro. He's like an up and coming rapper and he expected me to pay him to come on my show. I was like, bro,
who isn't an up and coming rapper?
I'm right? Just doing this for fun. I'm not.
Me and Lefty are writing a country album. Do you like country? Shayna?
No.
No way. Shayna, am I allowed to say where you're from?
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, like Cali? Yeah, California, bro. I don't think country in California.
Phone number, my social. I really don't have much to take.
I don't have a lot of money and properties to my name.
So anyways,
let me take your name, yes. Actually.
We're writing this number one country song right now. What's the name of it? Do you remember?
Oh, I mean, I love country.
No, you don't. Do you really, though? No. I don't know what to believe anymore.
No, and that, I struggle with that, too. Am I being sarcastic?
I feel like I'm talking to my ex when I was 16. Do you love me? Maybe. What the fuck is going on here?
Because if I change my mind later...
No, that's good, though. Keep them on toes.
I was joking.
Yeah, I said it, and you knew it was a joke, but...
How many times have you said that? Today, I was joking.
I think people know that I'm always joking.
I was reading that from your podcast too, where you were like talking to your neighbor, you're giving him a hard time.
Is oh, 3B.
Like, it's, yeah.
That's how we always talk, by the way. I'm always giving him shit and he's always plotting my murder. But yeah, that's just how I am. I'm sarcastic, especially if you just make it easy. Don't make it
you
easy
guys
for
meet,
me.
Like, after you moved in there, or like, were you friends before?
No, we don't live together.
I know he's complex though.
They met on Grindr. The location just threw both of them off.
I've known this dude for I think over 12 years now, and it's always been the same.
Have you always lived?
He doesn't live in my building. The entire show is a concept. Oh, the neighbors upstairs. It. I do have neighbors who are upstairs, and they're douchebags. The magic is gone
she
now.
Just lied. What apartment number am I?
She's on
I
the ground floor for sure.
Penthouse.
Oh wow,
floor 13. Maybe that's a top penthouse 13S.
I really thought that you guys were neighbors. How the fuck has he just stayed in that place for 12 years?
God, I'm so sorry. No, this is not the show Friends where everyone is just friends with each other. No, none of that shit. I like the concept where it's the neighbors upstairs. All of my guests, we all live in one building or some shit.
No, I like the concept. I thought it was a real concept.
I'm sorry. I apologize, okay. Shayna.
I will eventually.
I've ruined this entire experience. People are going to stop listening.
I won't hang up.
All right, good. Like,
I did think about it.
Girl interrupter. Where did that come from?
I interrupt people when they speak.
No.
I do.
No.
I don't want to hear redundancy. If you're going to repeat yourself, I'm going to fucking interrupt you because I don't need to hear it twice. And I don't want to forget what I'm going to say because that's important.
Well, the vibe I get from you is I get bored really fast. I don't have the attention to listen to your bullshit. So just cut to the point.
Get to the punchline. Yeah.
I would love if you took a personality assessment, like a good one, not some Myers-Briggs. No, Myers-Briggs is bullshit. It's not valid. It's not reliable.
Okay, what's like a good one to take?
Hogan personality, Luminous Spark, a predictive index. I'd be so interested to see what your personality structure is.
I know what my Myers-Briggs is, and that's...
Well, all right, what is it? What is it?
ENFJ.
What does that mean? I'm ENTJ.
Extrovert, intuitive, feeling, judgment.
Now break it down.
Like I'm a judgmental, emotional, intuitive extrovert.
Do you agree with it?
Yeah. I've taken it multiple times. I always get the same thing.
That's good. I've taken it several times and I always get different things. It always tells me I'm like a leader, but it's always a different type of leader.
What
it's
about
not
astrology?
Very
do you believe in that shit too?
I don't believe in anything except when there's science backing it. It's been shown that personality doesn't change over time. Pretty much.
I agree. It's a piece of shit. They're always going to be a piece of shit.
But if you have experienced some life-altering thing, then your personality might change.
You
I've gone
like
through
personality disorder.
If something just scares the shit out of you, like scares the personality out of you, it does change you. PTSD does change your personality. You know,
I get that really easily.
I feel like you're on WebMD a lot.
No, I'm not. I used to do that kind of shit, but then you go to the doctor and the doctor's, there's nothing wrong, and it's just a waste of fucking time. Eventually, I'll die. Let's just see if we could ride it out. Until then.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.